Good Thursday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the National Retail Federation. First in Playbook this morning, the RNC will report raising $11.1 million in December, bringing their yearly haul to $132.5 million, a figure the RNC represents the largest non-year election haul by a party committee. We are one day closer to a government shutdown. The threat of the government running out of money is actually quite real. That doesn't mean there's going to be a shutdown. It just means the nation's finances are operating on a high wire. Lots can go wrong. At the moment, the GOP leadership plans to bring the 28-day stopgap bill to the floor later today. Remember, this is a temporary funding bill. This measure contains a six-year extension of children's health care insurance and also delays a host of Obamacare taxes. The idea? Attract some support from Democrats and make it a bit sweeter for Republicans. Here are where Democrats are. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is urging Democrats to vote against the measure. Some will vote for it, some won't. If a bunch of Democrats vote for it, it will put pressure on Senate Democrats to also vote for it. We'll get to that in a minute. Last night, House Freedom Caucus leaders Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan huddled with leadership, and some of their colleagues even heard from President Trump. Here's what people are betting. Meadows and Jordan will not screw their president on the floor. Watch for the Freedom Caucus to try to extract some kind of concession from leadership so they can frame this whole process as a victory. Let's get to the Senate. The Washington Post reports that Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer told reporters Wednesday that an overwhelming number of Senate Democrats are opposed to this bill. That would mean a shutdown. On the Republican side, Lindsey Graham also complicated things, saying he would oppose the bill. Senator John McCain is absent because of ongoing cancer treatment, and two other senators, Mike Lee and Rand Paul, have voted against similar measures. Of course, we're not counting out Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who always seems to find his way out of these problems. Sungmin Kim and Burgess Everett are detailing how Trump's on-again, off-again relationship with Lindsey Graham has hit the skids. The Washington Post is reporting that White House Chief of Staff John Kelly told Democrats that Donald Trump's view on immigration was uninformed during the campaign. President Trump gave an interview to Reuters yesterday where he accused Russia of helping North Korea evade sanctions. Trump also criticized the proposed bipartisan deal on immigration, calling it very weak, and said he doesn't need any more exercise despite doctors' recommendations. He walks between plenty of buildings. His words, not mine. On the campaign side of things, Elena Schneider has a siren of a story looking at how Republicans are reeling from multiple defeats since the 2016 election. A pretty stunning stat. Since 2016, Democrats have outperformed Hillary Clinton's performance in more than two-thirds of state legislative races. In six congressional special elections held in 2017, Democrats overperformed in five of them, and that doesn't even count the December pickup of a Senate seat in Ruby Red, Alabama. Isaac Dover writes that President Barack Obama is planning to get on the campaign trail. President Trump gave out his fake news awards to CNN, The New York Times, The Washington Post, and a few others. Gallup has some numbers Trump isn't going to like. Their new poll found that under Trump, global approval of U.S. leadership has hit a historic low of 30%, an 18-point drop. Trump Thursday is meeting with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson in the morning, followed by a trip to the Pentagon to meet with senior military leadership. He'll fly to Pittsburgh for a tour and a speech, but really to help Republicans save a congressional seat, which comes up in a special election in March. He'll then return to D.C. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.